Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Guess what day it is? Hump day, I believe. Yes. So it's Wednesday, and this is the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you with us, blog talkers. Yay. And to our Facebookers, they are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can watch us streaming live. So I would love it if you'd join us. And blog talkers, I'd love it if you all would get in the queue so we don't end up with some who wait the whole hour and don't get their reading. And that happens if you are near the end of the list. So as usual, just a little bit of something. What happened?
I just threw my phone.
Why?
Must be doing an update. I push a button and I have to wait 15 seconds for it to know that I pushed a button. So I can do an update on the floor.
Okay. All right. Now, where was I? I was going to say, for those of you, yes, that may be new listening or need to be reminded, we're using ordinary playing cards. So this is not tarot and not Oracle and not any of the other playing card methods that are out there, which may be absolutely wonderful. I haven't studied them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy as pure as my grandmother taught it to me. So I didn't want to, you know how when you are learning something and then you go to something else, it's amazing how affected you can be by the something else that comes back into what, so I kept it simple, you know, just thought, no, I should keep this what it is. And I did. So I also want to mention that I will be laying out a full 24 card layout for each of the questions that the callers have for us. And those of you on Facebook, if we run out of callers, we're going to turn to you. So with that said, I'm going to hand you all over to our very own Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, welcome. I want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. And we really want to remind you folks that if you are an international caller or an international Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you international shout out, like to Laura from Canada right now and Kirsty from the UK.
Hey, glad to have you both with us.
They're the only ones that have spoken in here,
yes.
To international folk. So welcome, welcome.
New folks, make sure on Facebook that you put up some kind of emoji, say hi. Something, because otherwise we don't know your name.
Unless you want to be shy. So people might want to just watch. Nothing.
There's our, check this out, hometown today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Today looks like
no, it's
yesterday.
Not a nice day.
Or a couple days ago, like when I called my dad.
6 hours ago.
Okay, well, I guess they're just going to have snow forever. All right, let's get down to business. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. I called in, it's working great, so when you call in, you should hear the show right now, and it will tell you that. If you hear nothing, then something went wrong. That's always remember that. Obviously, right now, if you're sitting on the phone hearing nothing, you're not hearing these words coming out of my mouth. But just in the future, if that happens. Now, people have said that has happened. Kirsty, this is her third time here. Yeah, I thought I recognized the name. But I thought it was UK, but I have to look, because I suck it.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
I think we gave her a reading recently.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's her third time here. But giving the number, that's the deal. Messenger folks, we're going to really make a concerted effort tonight to get you guys some time, quality time on here. Wednesday used to be totally dedicated to the internet, yeah. Well, to the Facebook folks. They were
certainly
not, they were not all international. We had plenty of people from Ohio and whatnot, too, that were doing Messenger stuff, too. Speaking of Messenger, that's what we'll do. We will turn to the Facebook folks, and our first option is always live audio or video communications from Messenger to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor show. And you have to be friends with her. That is the preferred method. Please, if you can, do so. Don't be afraid. You can go audio. Nobody will see you. No, your reading is going to be a hell of a lot better than the back and forth typing because there's a delay. But we will work with that if that's all you can do. We understand. We understand. All right, Deb.
Okay.
Let's take it to the limit. We're going to go to first caller, 630. That number is...
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hello there. How are you doing?
Is it Lily?
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Are you in that big snowstorm that's going on around the Midwest, or are you out of it?
Oh, no. It was 50 degrees. I went outside and went for a walk. It was actually beautiful.
That's nice.
All right,
Lily. I'm feeling defeated. I'll tell you what happened. So, with the case, I actually found out that it was a person that did the murder for hire. And then after I emailed the detective last night, within like not even 24 hours, it was closer to like 14 hours.
Yeah.
They know about like, okay, it's this person. It was a murder for hire. This information. And then the next thing you know, the mom gets a notification that they ruled it an accidental overdose. But it couldn't have been an accidental overdose because he was already dead before they found his body where they found his body. So obviously they just didn't want to uncover, like you sort of predicted that I may not get the what I wanted, you know, like the charge I wanted to get or whatever. But I mean, is there like, what's going to happen now with this? It's like, oh, okay. Like as soon as like the person that did all of this was exposed, and I know I figured out who it was. I know for sure because now look what happened the very next day. Oh no, that's not what happened. This is what happened. Just another cover up again. Like, is it just going to continue? Like, does it just go away now? Or I'm not like depressed because I know I did a good job and I know I did something right. But like the ruling just was just BS, you know? So like, what do you think is going to happen?
So, yeah, I'm just wondering how they can have the power to cover something up.
But it's because they don't want to spend the time and the resources to actually investigate. Like, I don't know if you know anything about, like, California, but they're very lazy out there, and they don't want to do anything, nothing. They don't answer the phone. They don't, like, it's really weird. Like, I don't know how anybody could live out there. I shouldn't say anything because I know you have callers from California, but I hate it.
A lot of people do. But, you know, there's somebody that loves and somebody that hates every state in the union. There is.
True.
Yes, but that one is that one garnishes a lot more hatred.
Like, will the mom finally be able to, like, because I feel like what happens now is, like, she's going to have to hire a lawyer for it to be a civil case against the county. But, like,
you need a thing called evidence if you can do that.
Yeah, and did they determine it was a for hire?
No, we figured it out, like me and my little group that we're doing. Gotta have evidence of the money exchanging beforehand and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, and I said, was it last night that I agreed with you?
A couple of nights ago.
It was a few nights ago, yeah. International shout out to Humoria in New Zealand. Welcome back.
Oh, hello. Glad
it is 1:09 p.m. on a Thursday.
Wow, it's afternoon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lily, you ought to just for, I say fun, but it's not really fun. You ought to contact TMZ. Because they're always looking. TMZ.com. I've been reading them for years.
Not TMZ, because TMZ is, like, on that whole side of, like, TMZ, Twitter, YouTube. We figured out where the news outlets that cater towards the lies are. But what I did was is I sent the Daily Mail, Radar Online, and another news outlet the copy of the email. Because it's just too bizarre, like, was it because I emailed that they were like, see, the crazies are coming out, and then they're just like, I'm just going to throw this over here. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, did my email prompt them to hurry up and just get it done, or?
For you, Miss Deborah, what do you see, or is it not clear on what it was?
Well, I think the issue really was evidence. That they couldn't find evidence to prove that there was foul play involved. Like Jim was saying, you've got to have evidence. And this wasn't a high-profile person. And that's sad that they would be cheated out of justice. But this had been, George Clooney or somebody big.
I don't know. They made a big deal about some college kids getting killed in a home.
Oh, that's true. They did.
So
yeah.
In the old days, and nowadays, if it makes the news, then if it makes national news and this has not, that's the problem.
Well,
they care less.
Yes, the guy looked like he was overdosed.
If it was
an overdose death.
If it makes like national news, they force themselves to give a shit because they'll look bad in the whole world's eyes.
Yeah. So. By the way, just as a little side note here, that guy, the Idaho killer,
mm-hmm.
I read today that it's a very strong possibility he may face a firing squad out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look into it.
What does it matter? You go.
True.
Electricity, drugs, bullet to the heart, what the hell ever. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think so, that because they couldn't get enough of the dirt to make this into a really good case. You know, it doesn't mean that it's not going to get discovered in the future.
Well, there's no statute of limitations on murder.
No, so there you go. But, yeah, your cards aren't really showing much in relation to this. But you have gained quite a following. I do see that.
Yeah, but it's just like, oh, so he just, nothing's going to happen for him.
Well, not necessarily forever. Right, maybe right at this particular snapshot of the cards right now. Right.
Well, he has a brother too, and there is a very angry relative here, a male.
And you have
which
a group.
I think is his brother.
You are a group of people, so you guys have a voice.
Yeah.
And you say you have evidence, then, and you start turning. You hit all the media outlets. Eventually, somebody's going to be like, "Ah, this will be good," because they're going to look for them. Media cares about making money. You can love the Daily UK and say, oh, they love it. You know what they love? They're in the business to make money. Everybody is. And how do you make money? You find something that, ooh, we could expose this and get a lot of attention, and their advertising dollars go up. So you just kind of have to go crazy and spread the word.
And, I have noticed.
And there's a group of you that helps, not just
that
one of you.
Online UK publications really dig deeper than ours seem to do. I think you folks must have quite a market out there for wanting the nitty-gritty. And I go there constantly to the Daily Mail, and there's some others you have over there.
We have good ones. We have so many pieces of crap on you.
Yeah.
They just smother the good ones around in the U.S.
So
much
so
crap.
The lady who did all of the hired the hitman, just gets, nothing's going to happen to her?
I just think they can't so far. Now, remember, time went by with that Idaho killing of the college students.
Not a long time, though, but yeah, it was.
And there's been other instances where
they
keep everything on the down low as they're...
Sometimes they have evidence, but it's not enough, and the last thing they want to do is they don't want the double jeopardy thing. They don't want to take somebody to court, charge them, and if it gets dropped, then they can never bring him back to murder charge again. So a lot of times they have to shelf it.
Yeah, and he can even walk around and say,
walk.
Yeah, I did it.
Because he'll walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, once his double jeopardy's in there, then he's done criminally. Now, he wouldn't want to say I did it because then somebody could go after him financially. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, but criminally, yeah. Oh, yeah, double jeopardy is a biatch. And sometimes those prosecutors have a tough call to make. You know, they feel bad. It's like the law enforcement can convince. I know this son of a bitch did it, but we don't have enough to convince 12 dudes and chicks in a box, a jury box.
And you see it a lot on, like,
they walk forever.
Law and Order.
They walk forever. Well, even a lot of documentaries on here. They go to the DA, and the DA says, sometimes they won't even say, you don't have enough. The judge will only say, you don't have enough to get an arrest warrant yet. Some judges will say that.
Yeah.
You need more evidence. Doesn't mean it ain't going to come. And those guys, a lot of those shows I watch, they get it eventually, but sometimes it's months or years later.
True. So your cards are just saying to try not to feel too disappointed.
Don't give up the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't give up the ship. Steps are not necessarily forever.
Right.
And you know what happens? You know what blows these things open eventually a lot of times? Somebody starts singing like a bird that has knowledge. They get pissed off. They get scared or something happens. It could be a long time later. They could be having a relationship with somebody and that somebody kicks them to the curb. Like, hey, I'm going to call a cop on that son of a bitch who cheated on me. Yeah, so it could happen out of the blue. All of a sudden, boom. Crazy stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
And there is a group of you, so that helps too. It's not, if it was just you and then you start going to all these places, they might be like,
yeah.
She's kind of a whack job, you know, if she just keeps going to all these places. But it's like, well, there's actually a whole group of these people. So let's see what they got to say. Let's take a look at their stuff and see if this is worth doing a news story on or doing an expose or investigating it on her own because they have more resources financially, these places.
Okay, what do you have?
I have this. Oh, I forgot to mention all this harp stuff. The harp is when we are done with Deborah's reading and we are going to transition to some angel cards before we move on to the next caller. Today's angel cards of choice are Lady of Gold Pathway Oracle cards. Subject is stay focused. It's time for solitude and individual working, it says. Be careful if there are interferences with your process occasionally, ideas and solutions. Come to your mind. See, that's broken English, so I'm going to have to back it up. Okay, so be careful if there are interferences with your process occasionally. Ideas and solutions come to your mind when you're alone and totally into your plans. It's almost like maybe you need a little alone time to think outside the group and maybe little things are going to pop. Aha moments might pop into your brain and you'll want to look at something else.
Exactly.
Little aha moments.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, hon, we're sorry too.
We're sorry, but I don't think you should be too discouraged.
I'm going to keep going, but it's just kind of like, really? This is how our life is going to be with like these drug dealers and these like murderers running around and their sex trafficking and everything else. And like it seems like law enforcement's kind of like, well, I'm just waiting for my pension to kick in so I can retire. That's what it seems like.
Sure, it does. It makes people cynical.
It all depends on a lot of them really are dedicated, but it's like I said, there's a lot of people that they say, you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of them, there's political people above them. It's like, you know, we keep losing all these cases when we go to trial because we're not strong enough cases. We're not taking any more cases until we have open and shut evidence, and that's the way it's going to be now for this department. Could be something like that, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Remember, there was a big
There's
a big story here in Hampton Roads I saw about a lot of murder things, people not getting convicted here in Hampton Roads.
Oh.
And a lot of it was witnesses not feeling like they changed their mind on testimony because they're scared. They don't even tell the cops. Cops get ready to go to trial, and the judge's like, well, where's your witnesses? And they're like, we don't have them. You know, so, Yeah, it's a tough business, you know. And a lot of it, one of the big thing was, as I said, that Virginia is pretty behind the times on their financial resources for witness protection. So the governor's trying to say, we need to ramp that up.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, because these people are scared and they're walking. They want to live. They don't want to die. And we don't offer them any protection. What are you going to do, right? All right, lady, thank you so much. I would not give up the ship. It's disappointing, but hey,
there
you know what?
It could be a big break.
It's not fiction. I watched a lot of these documentaries, and those cause of death reports sometimes can change 2 or 3 times.
Sometimes really?
They can amend those things. They can get a different set of eyes. Sometimes I've seen them get this is a lot of times years later, a different coroner comes along. The other one's gone or retired, and they look at it, and they'll be like, I don't think so because of this, that, and this, and that. I think the cause of death is this. Or they should have said unknown if they weren't sure. They can say unknown on that. But they can say it was caused by this, but, you know, they can't say if it was, like, overdose or somebody, you know, poisoned them type thing. But those cause of death things can, everything can be amended. So, all right.
Well,
do not give up the ship.
Thank you, hon. We always like hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep,
sure.
Thank you.
Well,
you don't want to do that. Next.
What is it?
Really? I think it's Rosemary.
Oh.
Let's go ahead. Real quick.
And then we're going to
856.
Our case.
Jizzy. 856. Is this Rosemary?
Yep. How are you guys?
Welcome. She told me. I'm not psychic. She said she was on my
phone. Okay. Well, hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better.
Well, I'm glad
you're
doing
better.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah. So.
A lot better.
What's on your mind?
That's even better that you're a lot better.
I don't know. I've been getting weird messages like, my friend, what he drives for work, this tow truck, my glasses that I've been wearing since I've been home from Europe a year and a half ago, everybody likes them, and everybody's talking about Italy when they went there, and if they're asking me if I've ever been, and all that happy stuff. So I'm not sure what the message is all about that one.
Well, if you still want to go there, hon, you want to.
Do I want to go? I do. Yeah.
Yes and no. Okay. Yeah. So it's a yay and nay. So there's a yes, and then there's what's the no part? Why the no part?
Because I don't want to deal with the BS in town. So that makes sense. The drama.
Of where you would be going?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay that long, but.
No,
If I go other way in the country, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do all that kind of travel and expense and all that stuff. If I'm going to have to deal with even 1% BS, I don't want to do it.
Well, what's your question for me?
Is that supposed to mean I'm supposed to go or is he supposed to come here?
Just thinking little messages, omens, signs. Real quick, international shout out to London Laura.
London Laura.
Laura from London, but not London. Yes. Not Laura London, just Laura from London. Welcome in. More of our UK folks are rolling in.
So nice to have you all, considering what time it is.
He says, a very cold city of London. Well,
cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're coming up on 12:30 soon. I bet it's probably about as cold as it's going to get for the night.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, Laura, I have your country is in my bucket list. There's a lot of places I'd like to go, but I think that would be my first.
Well, you got one thing you have to make sure is that your bucket list isn't for somebody like a cat with 9 lives. It has to be achievable goals. All right.
Then if it seems unachievable, that's when you use the law of attraction. Excuse me, I put some things on my Deborah Lee Facebook page that I found just really awesome discussing how to actually properly use it in accordance with your vibration and your frequency. Loved it.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Frequency has many meanings. All
right, it does? What are they?
Well, it depends. I mean, frequency could mean like repetition, how often does something happen? And then that can, it's almost the same. Any frequency is like in sound and radio. cycles per a given time. Usually it's cycles per second. All right, go ahead. Anyway,
right,
it has nothing to do with Rosemary.
Thank you, Mr. Science. Appreciate that.
Blended by science.
All right. Anyway, he is just as crazy in his real life as he is on the show.
Hey, you got to be crazy, otherwise you go insane. Nope. Is that funny? All right, go ahead.
All right, for you, hon, what I got here is that you should go, but with a ticket plan to come back.
Well, I didn't know she was ever thinking of a one-way.
Well, if you were thinking one-way, I wouldn't do it.
Don't do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
But if you do go...
No, I do have to come back with my father, so there's a trip with him that he can't travel by himself anyway.
Okay, well, and plus, if there's any kind of BS possible, you don't want to be...
Like drama.
You don't want to be living in another land that... and dealing with BS. You want to get the hell away from there. But anyway, go ahead.
Do you
back
have
to
your passport and all?
Yep.
Well, good for you.
You've been there before, so yeah.
That's right. Well, he will be disappointed that you aren't planning to stay, but you have obligations. And my intuitive feeling is 2 weeks is plenty of time, you know, to go over there, do your visiting with him and others there. But if you went, without a return ticket, he would make it really hard to come back. I think he's starting to miss you.
Mm.
But don't let him talk you into any funny stuff, okay? She knows.
No, kind of funny.
We're talking right now in girl code. Yeah.
Girl code. So that's like pig Latin. Go ahead.
Jeez, that was almost like a real shot at us when you said that.
Oh, no, I would never do that. All right, back to the reading.
All right, here's the thing. You have a fantastic new job coming to you. And it's going to, well, first of all, I think you really need to get organized in terms of when are you making this trip and doing even more intense search for a job. Because your cards are telling me things are really going to open up as we head into spring.
Spring has sprung.
Yeah.
For us fools here in the United States, daylight savings time is a week from Saturday.
Oh, it's going on.
Well, yeah, because they never did come on any kind of federal
referendum. Like it myself. I do.
I can live with it or live without it. It's whatever. It is what it is. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so I just want to tell you that, hon, is you want to make sure that you get organized in your own land, all right, so that everything falls into place. Is your father okay with you going?
Yeah, he's coming with me.
Oh,
I gotta go with him. Yeah, I gotta go with him.
Well, yeah. I think that's wonderful. Is that the home country for him and his family?
It would make sense.
I think that's really terrific. Okay.
This came up twice.
They're going to go with it.
Twice in a row. Oh, here we go.
Okay. Well,
I got to wait for him to get cleared on Friday for his surgery stuff. So, and see, I'm not sure we're going next month or the following month. So,
we
got to see you on Friday.
When it's meant to be, it will be. And I do think you're going to have a great time. And I think this is really beneficial for your father. Because he has health issues, you know.
Yeah.
I don't wanna be a buzzkill here. Mm. And it's not that I see anything like this, but you never know. This could be the last time he gets to see family and friends there. Oh.
Thought we maybe should have. But it is what it is, Deb. It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so you didn't really see the signs that she saw as being anything like real signs
of
her decision making she should make. It's really easy to card spam.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's up to her to get her plan together. The sooner that you plan to buy tickets, actually the cheaper they're going to be.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm multitasking, so I miss a lot of this. I miss I hear little chunks of the reading.
And I love something they're doing these days where you can purchase a ticket but make payments on it over several months. Yeah.
Word up on that.
You don't even have to have it all paid up before your trip.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right.
Like when I left Texas, I used it. I think it's called.
It's an airline thing, though, right? It's through the airline, isn't it?
No, it's like an outside loan situation.
Okay. But it was airline had
Flyaway
the link, didn't it?
Or something.
Did the airline's website have the link?
Yes,
to take it also.
Certainly.
Affiliated
did.
With the airline, but obviously they had a finance company to. Okay.
And you know what? For you, this is going to be a good trip. If you've got a guy over there and you're not feeling too sure about him, this trip is going to seal the deal for you, okay? If you're going to come back knowing how you really feel.
You know what
All right.
you know.
So let's get to her angel card.
All right. I pulled this card two in a row. Two in a row. And shuffling
so it's
that.
For
and that,
you.
Yeah. It says repeat affirmations as a subject. Keep a journal and write down your affirmations of a manifestation. Start every new day by saying these out loud, the manifestations. I guess these are things that you want to happen. To charge yourself with more positive energies.
I like it. I think that's good for everybody.
No, actually, really, it's good advice for anybody. But, yeah.
Very much so. All right. Well, thank you, hon. And we'll talk to you soon. You bet. Take care.
Bye. See you guys.
Yep. Sure. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling and holding and being patient. She's a very patient.
Yeah. And here we go.
Indeed.
Hello there.
I think she's in a party.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
It's bad news. I mean, I don't know if he got this all wrong all along or...
What happened?
We went for a walk today. And, you know, I'm constantly throwing myself down. I mean, constantly.
And you're in a very noisy spot.
Can you pick a little bit different of a spot?
Okay, let me go out here where... It's not private, so I've got people around me and everything. But, okay, can you hear me now?
Yes,
sounds
can.
Great.
Damn
What happened?
What's up? What's going on?
Well, so he told me we were talking, and I don't know. And he told me he's going away for the weekend, and well, maybe I don't know if I'm blowing it out of proportion. That the woman that her son owns the place where we live. She came, and they went to dinner, and I was invited, but I chose not to go. And he was going away for the weekend. And he had mentioned a few days prior, he said, I probably will go up there for the day or maybe overnight. But today he told me he was going up there this weekend. And then he also tells me, like, what his schedule is tomorrow, you know, what he's doing. And then Friday, you know, we're going to get together and do whatever. I don't know. Maybe are we just like neighbors and nothing more? I mean, is that, I don't know.
It is a very confusing situation. And that is, I'm Mr. Under, what do you call that?
Mr. Who?
I mean,
understatement.
He doesn't have to tell me anything. You know, he doesn't have to tell me. First he said, I'll be gone for the weekend. And then he explained. He doesn't have to tell me anything. And then the other thing, prior to that, I was talking about vision board, or he was talking about vision board, and he said, oh, it's all material stuff. And,
vision board.
And I said, not for me. It's, you know, more about emotional, happy. And he said, well, he can barely pay his insurance. And is he just thinking of me in terms of, like, maybe a money grab thing, or I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
What would you call it?
Well, if he's thinking you in terms of a money grab, then you would already have had to have been feeding him money. Have you been feeding him money?
No.
Okay. Well, then I think if he was a money grabber, he would be pissed off. He would have tried to nail. I don't have the cards. But somebody that is looking for somebody to lean on for cash, I think he would have made that a long time ago, right?
I gotta lay him down.
He's told me, you know, that we're a dynamic duo. You know, like we're together, and I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's just new at this kind of thing and he's clumsy. I don't know.
The cards are kind of messed up, so she's redoing them.
Yeah.
Really, real quick, international shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Suzanne
in Scotland. Yeah, well, first of all, we've already kind of established that he's got some kind of level of confusion.
Yeah.
And that's only going to make her confused. There's no way that she cannot be confused dealing with somebody that is confused.
But sometimes, you know, he comes on as like we're a couple, and then other times, like right now, I don't know. You know, and I.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm telling myself, Adam.
How do you feel about this other woman?
Right. Honestly,
I don't know where her gig is. I don't know what her gig is. I don't know if she's into him. I have no idea.
But, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what age bracket she is? Close to his?
Yeah, and she lived where I lived before. She's the mother's owner. And
she got some level of attractiveness?
Yeah, I wanted to know, too.
Or does
I
she
don't
have
know.
A big... Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
no, she's a dog.
You said he's kind of made comment about not having a lot of cash. I bet she's got a lot of cash, doesn't she?
I don't know.
She's a relative of somebody who owns the building, right?
I don't know. I think everybody works for a living. You know, everybody works for a living.
Here's what I get. Is he kind of played you, and it wasn't in a bad way. It was in the sense of wanting your reaction about him going away for the weekend. He's still...
Are you kidding?
I am. I mean, I'm not. He's going to apologize for having approached this completely wrong to you. And no, I don't see him at all interested in that other woman.
He must at least like her as a friend.
That's it.
He has to, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying he obviously doesn't hate her.
Well, he said he was going to talk to the owner up there, too, about our utilities because they're really high. I mean, they're just high. And it's not insulated, and they just renovated it. But I think he's also going up there for the party aspect. I mean, he got an invite. I think he just likes to be invited places.
Everybody, well, not everybody, a lot of people like a good party.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, though, that I really think here's the problem with Burkham. There's that physical body issue that he makes you... You get him right to the brink, and then he realizes that he can't.
There's alternate things that can be done.
Yeah, and he ought to be looking at
Yesterday he said, I feel like a king. I was kissing him all over. You know, we were kissing. I used to say, I feel like a king. I said, in my world, you are. And so today we were walking and riding, and he came up to me, and I was kissing him. And I don't – and then he told me – a little bit afterwards, you know, that he was, he doesn't have to give me a schedule. He's giving me a schedule for tomorrow. He's giving me a schedule for Friday. He's giving me a schedule for the weekend.
Well, remember you were telling all of us that you were going to start doing your own thing.
I am. But, I mean, I wasn't thinking, I don't know. I mean, should I...
London Laura.
Yes. Listen, you got to hear this. And Laura,
From London said he is temperature checking, and we know he's feeling the waters, pushing the envelope a little to see what happens, which is not nice of that person.
Well, it's what we all do.
It's not usually what guys do.
So, Jeff, in the card, it says he's going to apologize to me for coming empty-handed.
Yes. I feel you've got an apology on the way, too. Or he's at least going to say that he feels, you know, a lot of times you might not get the I am sorry, but you might hear the words I feel bad, which I guess is a kind of left-handed apology.
It's the same but different.
Yeah. And I love what she said. You're checking, you know, because you have stress to him. I'm going to fill up my dance card, and I think he was, checking to see.
Laura says, she says he's pushing boundaries to see how far he can go.
Well put.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's dirty.
I mean, do you see, is it a whole new playing field between us? I mean, is that the way it is? I don't.
See a significant change from, like, yesterday in the reading?
Yesterday he was leaning more into you.
Right. But, I mean, significant.
He changes a lot.
Already know that.
Yeah.
He is from the land of confusion. Right, Phil Collins? Right, go ahead.
Yes, and I really have to say that I feel eventually you're going to get tired of this, you know, foot or horseback thing where you're going to be the one that will end it. It won't be him. If you get to that point.
If you do, or who knows? Hey, future is the future, but...
It's very, what's the word? Mercurial.
I don't necessarily think you're overreacting, and especially since you've made it very clear of your feelings. So you're reacting like he should know how you're going to react, right?
Well,
You have put it on the line. So he should already know that you're going to react. So I think he is pushing the envelope.
The other day he grabbed me and he said, look in my eyes and I want you to hear what I'm saying. And he said, you know, we're a duo, we're a dynamic duo. And he's hugging me. And I don't know. You know, I just.
It is really confusing. He's a weird dude.
Yeah, I really wish he'd get himself some therapy, because he's giving off all different kinds of signals.
Yeah, it's almost like sometimes he wants to play people to keep them as close friends, but doesn't really want to go any further. And then if it looks like they're going to drift, he wants to play them back and keep them as close. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Do you think he's just playing me?
In the way that we women do, we do it with guys that we'd like to know exactly, you know, what their feelings are for us, or we will attempt to make them jealous. What, Jim?
I would say, now I can't speak for him, but sometimes guys do it and they don't know they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, ooh,
I guess,
woman, allowing her to have her near me. I don't know where I want it to go, but I want to keep her near me. And then it's like, she kind of doesn't like some of the things I do, so I got to bring her back. It's just...
He's going to miss you.
But that's a younger person.
And, you know,
thing.
Maybe you should welcome this.
Somebody in the 20s and 30s does
that. Maybe you should welcome this little break between you for him to feel what life is like without you, you know, ever constant.
He'll miss me when he goes out of town, or he'll miss me because I'm...
I think you'll hear
both.
From him while he's out of town.
Would you watch out for that?
But like a text message?
Yeah, watch out for that,
though.
Well,
he's not going up there for a love affair.
No. But if he was, he would still keep sending those little texts. Keep the other person, you know, not burning. He doesn't want to burn bridges. He's not a player. He's confused.
I've always found it in the cards as very good when people can spend some time apart and they realize just how much they actually miss the one they're at a distance.
Absence should make the heart grow fonder.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, then it was not meant to be. That's a win. Who am I?
Well,
right.
You know what? I'm going to have to get back. I saved you this thing,
right.
And I'm totally
painting?
Missing.
Are you painting tonight?
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying
you should
to catch my
maybe
breath.
Maybe you should paint some prickly cactuses or cacti.
I'm in it, but I just took my breath away what he told me, and I pretended that it didn't matter, but I don't know if he caught it that I was affected.
Okay, now Lisa,
look
at your feelings.
Yeah,
right now, consider
it.
Your feelings. Were you affected because he's leaving and you're not going along?
Or that he didn't
no,
just
I
stay?
No, I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't have gone anyway.
She would rather him stay.
No. Did you want him to stay behind?
No. You want him to stay behind and spend time with you.
You know.
Honestly, be honest, you do.
Worst thing is to lie to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's honest. I mean, it's clear. That's why you're upset right now.
You know what? I think a lot of my personal girlfriends tell me I shouldn't blow things off because of him. And I tended to do that when he becomes really available all day. You know, I just hang out with him. I shouldn't do that.
Does he know you have plans?
Does he know I have friends?
Plans.
Right now.
Does he know
Does he know what you're doing right now?
Oh, hell no. I just left.
Well, that's right. She said that. She said that yesterday. She wasn't telling him about the painting thing.
Well,
I'm not telling him anything.
Here's what I see.
And
right
you don't
now.
Have to.
Right now, at this juncture, I love that word.
For yep. At this particular point, it's like a Polaroid snapshot in the future. It's a Polaroid.
What I see is that next week it's going to be a brighter picture between the two of you.
Or clearer.
Oh, clearer, brighter, whatever you want to call
it. Well,
it.
I mean, brighter means like it's going to go down her. What exactly what she wants.
I think it's going to get very close to it with what's under what is sure to come
through.
Yeah,
I was just asking because I didn't know what you really
I
meant.
I just see a much brighter outlook, but I got to tell you, the other man is getting closer.
The right approach.
I wish you were here 5 minutes ago because I hate feeling this way. I hate feeling up and down and sideways and, and every time something happens between us, of course, whatever. I'm trying not to cry because I'm here at this public thing. I better go back. I'm trying to.
You should go back. It's good for you to laugh and be stupid.
There's nobody there. There's nobody there. They're all,
I'm the only one
from nursing homes.
Oh. Oh.
So there are people there, but it's okay.
Oh, you went to
it doesn't matter.
You went to a painting.
It's a humanity. No. It's okay. I'll tell you later. They can probably hear me. I don't want to.
Well, hang on a second here. Real quick, your angel card says, "Watch the steps. The situation requires a more specific and detailed plan before carrying out, as there might be some unexpected occurrences. Be careful, so you will be able to complete it after all."
Huh.
So it's like whatever's.
Okay. Thank you.
Prepare yourself for some unexpected things, good or bad.
I think it's going to be good.
Good or bad. Good or bad. Definitely good.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you.
Don't overreact. Don't overreact.
Bye-bye.
You're right.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's still listening. You women, and that's what Darwin decided it, and it's a good thing. You women hang on your heart more because men don't. So it's called yin and yang, balance, the balance thing. So you guys overreact more about that type of stuff. So it's not. So it means you're normal. You don't have to, like, think you're some kind of freak of nature. You're normal. Yeah.
Well, and it does
right?
happen. It does happen to all of us women that we get a real solid crush on somebody.
Oh, she's gone. She must have to go back to the
We get this intense crush going, and we start maybe reading too much into the signals that we get. And ultimately, our feelings get hurt.
Yeah, Laura in London said we all do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's perfectly normal. But remember, she's coming out of a big 23-plus year thing with the guy where she hadn't been down doing this. So maybe she forgets how normal it is.
Likely so.
Right.
And her partner of 23 years?
23 years.
Passed away.
Yeah.
And she made this move to get a new start. And I kept telling her before she went to move, I said, there's a gay fellow at the end of this.
Yep.
His position in your life is to help heal you.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's got to figure it out for herself, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. And that's why I don't make these pronouncements with the cards. Like, if this is written in stone.
I wasn't going to beat her up tonight.
No, and it's not like that.
No, it's not. It's
where we get the potential. Oh, Laura's calling.
I opened up the door.
All right.
Laura from Canada is all right.
Hey there, Laura.
All right, folks, we got one right now, so no
How
more
are
questions.
You?
So we open up the door again.
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing well, but I did a lot of physical work today, you know, like around, I'm doing crapping of my personal space.
Crapifying. Hey, blog talkers, we just took a messenger call. Don't, you don't have to hang up. We're just...
So,
Facebook time.
I'm feeling fatigued. So if my readings don't seem as sharp as usual, I think it's because I did a lot today. So.
Well, God bless America. Go ahead. All right.
All right.
And Canada. God bless Canada too.
How are you doing? Do you have something going on?
I just want to know what's wrong with my son, and is there anything I can do to help him?
What's happening, Laura? With him?
He's just, his depression has just sunk him way down.
Yeah.
And even he said to me, I need help.
Oh, boy. Okay, last time I gave you a reading, I asked about your son. And I said he was going through a lot. So let's take a look here and see.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a sickness.
Are you sick?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I woke up this morning with a head cold and my throat sore.
Yeah, my dad
is. I think it's just stress.
Oh, my dad's sick from being sick in Duluth. So
yeah.
He's got an actual cold, but he's in his 80s, so hopefully, I don't know if he takes a lot of vitamin C. I can't tell anybody what to do in their 80s. So.
Is he open to getting medical help or
Yes.
Okay, well, he should do that.
Well, he's tried for 3 years, but because he's up and down, yes, I need it, no, I don't. But he's been on a waiting list for 3 years because he's a psychiatrist.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, and I phoned mental health yesterday. They said somebody would get back to me by the end of the day and haven't heard from them.
Gee, it's almost like the U.S. military.
And they wonder why there's so many suicides.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He seems like he's in a crisis.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, and, you know, when... Especially something like that. There's one thing if it's like physical pain and stuff,
yeah.
But the brain is a whole different ball game.
Can you take him to, you know, get him admitted somewhere?
No, that would be devastating to him.
Well, and it's hard here too, Deb.
Yeah.
They got to really have proven that actual proof that they have harmful themselves or others here.
But he's like lost a couple of years. He lost his aunt, his cousin, his best friend, a year and a half ago. Out front, a guy was on drugs and running on the highway, got hit by a car as my son was running towards him because he got hit by a car. This was in the dark. Got hit by a car and he flew into the other lane. As my son is running towards him, he sees another car coming, and he didn't get to the guy in time to stop the car, and he got hit again.
Oh, my God.
And the second one, he died right in front of my son.
Oh, geez.
He's had a lot of...
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you that he is not circling the drain from what I see in these cards. Actually, I feel that he is going to swing the other way into feeling better. It seems like he's got maybe a couple of friends around him that cheer him up. Oh, well, is it maybe an internet thing? Does he play any games?
No.
I just see something here pertaining to friendships. You know, first of all, does he have an income?
Right now he's just on social services.
Oh, I see. Because there are some very good, very low-priced internet that he could get. It's like $20 a biz, for.
Oh, there is a lot of.
I gotta get a list.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of places that are providing legitimate physical and mental health online for really very low prices.
Yeah, and
yeah.
There is. They're prescribing drugs even for those who need it.
Yeah.
I just wish I had the names of them. I keep thinking one is like Better Me.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, and after the show, I'll look myself and send you some links because that would at least get him started, you know.
Yeah. And he does have two friends, but they both live in Alberta where we're going to move.
Alberta bound.
Well, your son is a survivor at heart. And
yes.
If I saw anything really devastating here, trust me, I would tell you. And I don't. So, yeah. Now, remember, I'm not, you know, God or anything like that.
No.
So for the moment, everything looks very, like he's going to be pretty stable.
You're not God.
I am not God.
You've been lying to me all these years.
I'm
and
God.
And it comes out tonight. Good Lord Jesus.
I'm Goddess.
Oh, there. Well, okay. Hey, I stand corrected.
That's right. And I might smite you if you don't.
Remember in one of those Jay and Silent Bob movies, Alanis Morissette was God.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I forget what that movie was.
It was
called.
They had so many different ones, but yeah, she was God in one of them, or maybe both, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you need something for that cough.
Yes, you do.
And if you're like me, it's another cigarette. You know,
yeah.
Another cigarette. Maybe you could wash it down with a little. What? Oh,
you should drink.
Maybe
some
one
wine.
Of those hot buttered rums are supposed to be good cure.
I do love those. And also, they say that if you drink wine when you're just starting to get sick, like
a little bit, just a little bit,
it causes the virus to not replicate.
Well, there's lots of sulfate. The sulfates from the
resveratrol.
The sulfates from the little.
Yeah.
Grapes and whatever they picked off the vines that are still in there. Right?
Yeah, and it'll cut it in half. So yes, let's
or it's a good reason to
finding
drink,
him
else.
Somebody. For one thing, it'll be very convenient, like for him to just talk to somebody over the internet.
Yeah,
you know, and
anyone.
Actually,
he's begging for help.
Okay, well, my office. I called her my office wife. She actually left her practice from the office. And took one of these jobs. And
whom do you
they're
speak?
They're all vetted. Lisa.
Oh, okay.
My
Lisa.
Lisa.
It was Lisa. Okay.
Yeah, they're all vetted. They are all put through a lot of training. And it would be wonderful for him to at least have that for an outreach.
Let me tell you, folks, if you're going to pick an office place, you would pick Lisa.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty hot.
She's smoking. But anyway, go ahead.
Yes, but this woman walks in rage. She has a stable of men.
Oh, yeah, she goes hardcore for... Yeah,
she had been married to...
She's on a different level.
Well, let's just say a real SOB. And...
we don't know what she's doing now. We haven't talked to her for a long time.
He was so abusive to her. I know, it's been a while.
Been a long while.
That after their divorce, she just wanted a team of men.
Well,
and she could say, well, it's Friday. Who are we going to call tonight?
It's like she got out of a prison.
Yeah.
So she was actually kind of being normal is all, right?
Yeah.
Can't fault her for that.
Yeah. So I think, and I see your money here. It's delayed. It's like bureaucracy all around it.
Now she's probably ready to puke every time she hears that.
God, I would be too. I would be too.
I think it's going to end up going to court in May.
Well, May is not that far away. You know, after how long you waited, that's...
Yeah, that's
of course,
outrageous.
I don't know. If your courts are in like our courts, that doesn't mean it's going to be fast.
Yeah, all right. Well, I got a card for you.
I do.
And
the subject is 11-11.
Angels.
Yes.
Which I see all the time.
Oh.
That's awesome. Well, it says angels are watching and guiding you to bring out your highest self.
Yes.
Most importantly, keep up your good work and have faith. So that means they're there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Know they're there, No, they may not have to come over there and actually physically touch you, but no, they're there.
Laura, how are your puppies doing?
Oh, it's right.
How are my what?
Puppies.
Pups.
Yeah, how are they doing?
I had to take them back. My dog went after them.
Yeah, that's always the risk. That's always the risk. Yep, that sucks.
So I have to wait until I'm in over and have a secure place for them. Like when I start doing it again.
Yes.
And those were the most beautiful pups.
My God.
White lab.
I love all
white ones.
I've never heard of white labs.
Wow, they're beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Awesome.
And they were so gentle. And my dog's an asshole.
Well, you know, we've had many of an asshole dog.
Yeah,
that are just wonderful to people.
They're territorial and alpha.
They're animals, they're animals. You can't look at them and say, "Hey, you're human. Here's what I want you to do." They're animals. That's what they do.
My dog doesn't even like it when we hug each other in this house.
Oh no, really?
I think he has brain death. Yeah, I think he has brain death.
He might be a cranky old. How old is he?
5. He's always been like this. But if you wave a piece of paper in his face, he'll run like hell.
Oh.
He's scared?
Yeah.
Scared of paper.
He's so weird.
I would keep that in my back pocket just in case anytime bad things would happen.
Yep, paper plate flew by. God, you should have seen him run down the stairs.
Katie in boxes.
It's hilarious. What?
Remember Katie in boxes. But anyway.
Anyway, Laura, yes, let's work on your son's situation.
And you need to work on staying healthy.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Get your ass to bed.
In my life right now. Ugh.
Well, yeah, that definitely, stress doesn't help any kind of physical ailment you have on earth ever.
No, that's for sure.
But I'm glad she called us. She knows that.
I'm really glad.
Yeah.
All right. You guys take care.
You too. We hope you get better.
All right, hon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Sound really rough, but we know how it is when you're sick like that. It's horrible.
Yeah, I can't go on.
Can't go on anymore. We're sorry, folks.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
Too much today. And
she never got her choppas fixed. Been put on hold for another 3 weeks. So it is what it is.
Two weeks.
Two and some change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Two, three, what's the difference?
They poked me a lot yesterday.
Boy, I thought women liked being poked.
Well, this is
bada bing,
bada
bang.
This is
just
not
kidding.
A good poking. No.
Suzanne says you're looking good tonight.
Well, thank you.
And she says, and you do look stressed out, she said.
Oh, see, I feel it too. Tried to lay down.
And Billy Joe says, my dog's being an asshole.
Really?
Right now, the bed, and he keeps getting that kind of asshole, the making of the bed.
Yeah.
Every dog on earth loves the making of the bed. That's why you always have to shut the door.
Oh, you have to.
Because they love it so much. they think it's playtime, especially if they're really young. They're like, holy shit, it's playtime. There's sheets flying around. Yep. All right. We got to go.
Yeah,
folks.
We'll see you real soon. Maybe we'll be back tomorrow. I'll try not
to. We don't know. We apologize to everybody and folks that are on Blog Talk. We extended the show, but.
I'm sorry.
When you got to go, you got to go. And I get up very early for work, so.
Yeah, so it was very nice. The show is over.
Friday night.
Well, it was only one more day before that.
Right.
So I think we'll be here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern. Take care, everybody. We love you.
Long time.
Bye-bye.